News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, nearly 6 in 10 primary school teachers, just to stress, have experienced physical aggression in school. That's according to a new survey from the Irish National Teachers Association, the INTO. Maureen Ní Kelleher is the Assistant General Secretary of the INTO, Director of Education, Equality, Research and Learning. Maureen, this is a staggering finding.
It is, Shane. Good morning, and good morning to all your listeners. Yes, the statistics from our survey yesterday are pretty stark. That show that 58% of all respondents to our survey have experienced physical aggression in schools in the last 12 months. We carried out this survey, Shane, on foot of a motion to Congress last year where teachers spoke very passionately about this issue in their schools, about what they were experiencing themselves, what their colleagues were experiencing, and the worry associated with it. So we carried out the survey between the 25th of January and the 9th of February and got a good response to it. And it shows that of all teachers, 58% have experienced some type of physical aggression in the last 6 months. But if you are teaching in a special ed situation, that increases dramatically. If you are a teacher in a special class in a mainstream school, that increases. And if you are teaching in a special school, that goes up to 96%. 96% of our members teaching in special schools have experienced incidences of physical aggression in their classrooms.
Is it possible to tackle this?
Well, I think it has to be tackled. There is absolutely, no question about that. For many years, we have been calling for guidelines on managing behaviours of concern. We believe their publication is imminent. We know they're being piloted in 15 special schools at the moment. But teachers have been waiting for these guidelines for over 10 years. And it has come to the stage where this is a crisis in our schools. Everybody should have the right to be in their workplace and not be a victim of physical
aggression.
I
think we can absolutely all agree on that. I suppose the question is, how do we tackle it?
Well, I think one of the big issues that we have highlighted in the recent past at a symposium on special education is the lack of backup services from the HSE and other agencies for children who are experiencing special needs or additional needs. And teachers, one of the teachers in our survey very succinctly put it when she said, "I am not an OT. I am not a speech and language therapist. I am not a psychologist. I am not a doctor. I am not a psychiatrist. I am a teacher."
And I don't doubt that's an issue. But those services weren't there 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago. Like when I was in primary school, they weren't there. And there was a lot less of those services.
And there weren't there. There were services there. I was primary school principal for nearly 20 years.
I can tell you without fear of contradiction, they were not there in my time in primary school. And my point is, teachers were not being assaulted.
It seems to me that this is
a societal issue more than anything else, is it not?
I think it is a societal issue. And I also think there are other factors here that we don't fully understand. We have more and more children being, assessed or diagnosed with special needs, particularly with autism. As a young teacher myself, I think I could count on one hand the number of children I encountered in my early career, whereas now it is much more prevalent. We do need to have other services in place to support schools and to support families, to engage with these children, to provide them with the services that they require. And school is the service that engages with children every day.
Yeah.
And they must engage with children every day. And they must have backup from other areas of society.
We have that point. Just lastly, there was a survey yesterday in relation to secondary schools about kind of bullying going on, cyberbullying going on. And one of the things it showed was, I think 20% of the cyberbullying going on was done by parents. Are parents taking the right approach to this issue in your experience?
Well, in my experience, the children don't change when they go. They go home. Most parents are being, subjected to this as well. If a child is acting out in school, the chances are they are acting out at home. And one of the speakers to our motion last year was actually a parent of a special needs child herself, who spoke about her experience both as a teacher and a parent, and spoke very movingly about how she had been assaulted by her child. And we have experiences of parents who have been hospitalised because of physical aggression on the part of their children, who are dysregulated because they are not receiving the services that they require.
Okay.
But
all
it
right.
is at a crisis point in schools, and teachers in schools
I just think it does it always come back to services? What about, like, is there any responsibility on people and on families and on parents at all? Like, is it always the government's fault?
Well, I don't think that you can blame a parent for a child who has a special need and is not receiving services that they need to survive.
Well, sorry, are all these talking about in all these cases? If the figure is 58%.
We are talking about children with special needs. We are talking, and again, most of the teachers made comments to us about these were children acting out. They were not children who were deliberately setting out to engage in physical aggression with a teacher. They are in the vast majority of them are children with special needs who are using their behaviour in many cases to communicate a difficulty.
All right,
or
Maureen,
because they
will leave it there. Maureen Ní Chéileachar, Assistant General Secretary of the INTO, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you make of all of that. It's extraordinary. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.